Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location. This is Dustin Hawkinsmith from Penn Live. I've got some Penn State talking points for you for Saturday, July 9th. Now looking at the four most recent arrivals on the offensive side of the ball from the 2022 recruiting class, as well as one transfer in Hunter Norzad from Cornell. These are all guys who were part of the most recent wave of Penn State newcomers to arrive here late in the spring. Want to take a look at what they bring to the table and how likely they might be to make an impact early in their Penn State careers. Starting at wide receiver with Anthony Ivey, he's a four-star from Manheim Township High School. On film, an exceptional route runner, good feet, good speed. He glides in his movement. That bodes well for his future. More and more, I think the wide receiver position has become more about not so much strength and size, not even as much about straight line speed, but about quickness and about technique and being able to run crisp, precise routes, change gears quickly, get in and out of breaks. A lot of that stuff is what Anthony Ivey shows on film coming out of Manheim Township. In that way, he looks a little bit like what Jahan Dotson did so well at Penn State, certainly for his final two seasons, and why he's making an impact already for the Washington Commanders early in his career there. Not quite sure at this point if there's room for him to play right away. Remember, Jahan Dotson was a late arrival in the 2018 class. He ended up playing and burning his red shirt as a true freshman. The top three at Penn State pretty much set: Parker Washington, Mitchell Tinsley, the transfer from Western Kentucky, and Keandre Lambert-Smith, who could go into year three as Penn State's number three wide receiver. That's a pretty good established group. You've got another layer of guys that would include Malik Mega, Trey Wallace, Caden Saunders. You've got Liam Clifford, Jaden Dotton, who are also in the mix. It's a tough depth chart to crack with numbers up and down. They're pretty well spread out. It's one of the deepest wide receiver rooms that Penn State has had. But Anthony Ivey, if he is as good technically and he's as proficient in running routes as he looks, it does bode well for him to make a pretty early move up the depth chart. I don't think there's a big role there for the taking. He could be one of those guys who plays the four games this season without burning his red shirt, but emerges pretty early in his career as a trusted option for Penn State's quarterbacks. I think Anthony Ivey, really not quite discussed in this class as much as he deserves. He's a really good player, and I think the skill set that he does have as he gets a little stronger and he gets a little faster and he's able to do that against Big Ten defenses, the core part of what makes Anthony Ivey such a good player should work well for him as a young player at the Big Ten level as well. Shifting to the offensive line, Malik McNeil, he's a three-star offensive tackle from Cortland Manor, New York, ranked number 933 overall, the number 82 offensive tackle in the country in the 24/7 Sports composite rankings. He's got incredible size and length. It's the first thing that really jumps out about him and his game. 6'7", I believe Penn State lists him right now at 355 pounds. He is a big, big dude, and you can understand why Penn State might want to take a flyer on him as a developmental player. The thing about him is the upside includes the fact that his feet are very, very light for a big guy. So he's not just a plotter. He's not just a grinder. He's not just built on size and strength. He moves pretty well. He's a pretty good athlete for that size. I think what you're going to have to see from him early in his career is for him to work on his body a little bit. I don't think it's ideal for him to work at 355 pounds playing the tackle position. So if he can get down to 330, 325, maybe get a little bit lighter on his feet, you could see him start to scratch the surface on a lot of that upside he does have. You can't teach that frame, and I think the fact that he moves very, very well, he's going to have to certainly polish up on technique and the little things, a little bit of a raw player as well. But I think in 2-3 years, He could be a guy who's knocking on the door. It should be a fun project for Phil Troutwine, Penn State's offensive line coach, because it's hard to find a big guy who moves this well. If he takes to the coaching and he improves his technique, Malik McNeil certainly has starter caliber raw physical tools, and it'll be fun to watch that develop during his career in Happy Valley. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours. Sticking with the offensive line and sticking with another freshman, three-star interior offensive lineman Vega Iwane from Washington. He was the final addition to Penn State's 2022 recruiting class. He committed and signed on the same day, on the second National Signing Day, February 2nd. He's listed right now 6'4", 320 pounds. It makes the grade in terms of physical. His size, his strength, he plays with power and aggression. He looks the part of a big-time interior offensive lineman. I don't think he moves well enough side to side to really consider him much of a tackle prospect. I think he's an interior guy all the way. So his focus right now, even though he arrives with college-ready size, that's always going to be a work in progress, always trying to get stronger and bigger. But he plays with good leverage. He plays with strength. Focus now, in addition to work in the weight room, will be the finer points of the position, hand placement, how to battle these guys who are also bigger and stronger than he's used to playing. He's got a lot of good things in his favor, especially considering the fact that he joined the class so late, not really an afterthought, but somebody who hadn't signed prior to that. A really good late addition as a developmental guy who might be able to surprise some people with how quickly he's able to crack the two deep at Penn State. Last but not least is Hunter Norzad, who should be a factor right away to crack the two deep. He's a graduate transfer from Cornell. He was a third-team All-American by Phil Steele last season. He was described by James Franklin at various times as being big, strong, and tough. He was a standout offensive tackle at Cornell. He will move inside at Penn State, whether that's at left guard or at right guard remains to be seen. He's one of five guys currently in the mix for those two starting jobs at guard. On the surface, just comparing him to another Ivy League transfer, Eric Wilson from Harvard, who ended up starting for most of last season, Hunter Norzad looks like a better player. He looks stronger. He looks more athletic. He looks like it's kind of hard to match his toughness. He's got a combination of guys to try and beat out for a starting job. Sal Wormley, likely at the right side. J.B. Nelson, who transferred to Penn State from Lackawanna College. Golden Israel Achumba, who's in year three. And Landon Tangwall, who showed some promise, was the highest-rated player in Penn State's 2021 recruiting class. You saw him in four games last season, mostly at tackle. He transitioned to guard for the Outback Bowl, which is where he will continue to work. Looks like a factor there, too. Hunter Norzad is high on that list of likely starters. He's got some time here to try to make his mark. And if he is as good as advertised, and if a guy like Landon Tangwell is as good as advertised, this Penn State offensive line does have a chance to be better this season than it was last season. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Blue White Breakdown. As always, be sure to follow along to Daily Penn State Podcast from Penn Live. Those are everywhere podcasts can be found. Everything else we do is at pennlive.com/Penn State Football. And we'll see you next time here on the Blue White Breakdown. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.